97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Well, it's the first Beer 30 of 2018. We've got Ben in studio from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. You can check him out on Google Play and iTunes and follow him on Facebook and Twitter. You're in the new studio. How's it feel to be there?
This is pretty nice. It's even better that Brad's not here. He didn't get to experience it.
I know. You get to christen it before he does.
I've already christened on the floor.
You have. I saw that. It's all right. It's all right. Just not on the new equipment.
Yes.
Stay on that side.
Off the mixing board. We're safe.
Yeah. All right. So we have a nice beer in front of us. I think it's a nice beer. What do we have?
This is from Drake's Brewing Company, which is they're from the East Bay, San Leandro to be exact. We've had their beer on before. We really liked it. And this is really no exception. Today we're sampling the War Pigeon, which is their double IPA. You know, traditionally, you know, people always ask about the IPA. You know, it's a very popular category. You can see every brewery has multiple SKUs on your up and down your beer aisle in a grocery store. So the double IPA is going to deliver exactly what an IPA is. So an IPA is a ramped up pale ale. Well, a double IPA and a triple is just a ramped up version. So if you are an IPA fan, if you like those bitters, this is going to be a great one because there's some double IPAs that when they go into the bitterness units, they go into the hundreds. And
yeah,
after 100, your palate really can't tell the difference between a 100 and a 110.
Right.
It's just too bitter. This jumps in at 87 IBUs. So to put that into perspective, like a Sierra Nevada pale ale is about right around 50 IBUs.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So this is – it definitely is more, but it doesn't taste bitter. And that's like the amazing thing about this. You know, it's also 8%. Normally – you get a double IPA and you're expecting, you know, it's going to be 9, 10, sometimes 11%. So it's going to be kind of a one beer night. In the new year, we'll go over this, the tasting AATMF acronym that we've used before. You know, that if you're writing this down.
Memorizing every single thing we say.
Yes. Exactly. These are always good. These are nice, real nice water cooler topics. But essentially you get, you know, you get appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Those are five easy steps to walk through any beer if you're going to taste it. Especially, you know, after the holiday season, people probably have some leftover beer in their fridge. Maybe they like it. Maybe they bought it for their friends. But if you're going to really try a beer, that's the best descriptors to use. You know, looking at the appearance of this, you've got it's got a little bit of a haze to it. People are hearing right now the hazy beer is a crazed thing. Generally, that means unfiltered. It's gonna translate to a different mouthfeel. But this, you can see right now, it's almost cloudy like a Hefeweizen, but not quite. The aroma on this thing is great. I mean, it's really bright citrus. You know, it's citrus. You get a little bit of pine. I almost get like, I feel like dried apricots or dried mango. Mm-hmm. You know, you get that inherent sweetness with those dried fruits. Would you get anything close to that?
But no, definitely I smell the fruit as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, to go into the taste, I mean, it delivers exactly what it smells. You get this really juicy flavor. It delivers on the pine. It delivers on the hop notes. It's not over the top. It's not super aggressive, but it is. I mean, it's if you don't like IPAs, then it's not for you. But if you're someone like yourself, Danny, that is kind of a new IPA, you know, fan.
Yeah, I'm growing into it.
Yeah, this is a really good double. So it's like if you want to experience, you know, if you're ready to push the boundaries of what you've normally been drinking and you want to try double IPA, this is probably like a really good entry into double IPAs. Like we talked about entries into sour beers and entries into other categories. This is a really good entry into a double IPA.
Like an IPA with training wheels, as you mentioned before.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
That
it's
was
one
of my off the air.
No, it's one of my favorite descriptions. I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, the mouthfeel on this, because it's a little unfiltered and you got a little bit of that, it just gives it a little more creaminess. It's really soft. Looking online on their websites, they want you to pair it with a couple different things. You know, blue cheese, obviously is a real strong cheese.
Hmm.
They say that's really good. They also say, which I have to disagree, but it says ham with pineapple, Hawaiian pizza, and jalapenos.
That's, well.
Pineapple on pizza is a problem, first off.
That's very specific.
Yes. I mean, what about a meat lovers?
Right.
What about veggie?
And what is it about that pizza that pairs well?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think what they're looking for is because you know, the sweetness
sweet
of the pineapple
spice
will go to the, yeah, and then will speak to the citrus element of this.
Right.
And the jalapenos will cut through the bitterness.
Got it.
Much like a glass of milk, if you're going to eat jalapenos, do it with a real hoppy beer. And then actually the oils and the bitterness and the hops will cut through some of that spiciness.
You're just a wealth of knowledge.
I try.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Only if I could translate that to better football picks.
Well, you know, you're not...
You can't have everything, right?
You can't be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, you got the looks. I got the beer knowledge. That's it. Anyways, this is a great double IPA to enjoy from Drake's Brewing Company, the War Pigeon.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
I'm going to give a thumbs up. Yeah, this is a great beer.
I was going to speak for you.
Drake's does a... You know, Drake's has got its place here in Northern California for good micro beers. I think they're trending on their way up, man. If you haven't tried anything from their portfolio, you probably should.
All right, Drake's Brewing War Pigeon, thumbs up all the way around. You could check out this review in our past Beer 30s at 977theriver.com. And, of course, their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, and all that fun stuff. All right, well, Ben, thanks for being in the studio.
You're welcome, Danny. I love the new digs.
Yeah.
And if you just want to go ahead and get a little wet Swiffer in here, I'll take care of this mess.
Okay. Thank you.